You today, no phones, please. So my name is Naomi Aron. I'm not a scientist, as you can see. I'm not a diplomat. I'm an athlete. And last summer, I swam 191 kilometers across the Mediterranean Sea from Calvi to almost Monaco. 102 hours, 24 minutes, the world's longest swim that I tried to use for raising awareness for ocean protection. I didn't do it for a world record at first, but for raising awareness for something that truly triggers me, and I feel powerless even today talking about it, and I refuse to stay that way. So, like many of you, I read the reports, I knew the science, and I think truly knowing is not enough anymore. So I decided to use what I had, my endurance, my communication skills, my platform of more than 800,000 followers, and try to use my body to build one of the biggest awareness campaigns using sports in the world. And that's how I entered the water of the Mediterranean Sea in Calvi, on the screen that you can see, and try to swim across the biggest marine protected area in the Mediterranean Sea. What I witnessed was way worse than what I could imagine. This so-called marine protected area is only protected on paper. Unfortunately, it's a lot of things that we currently deal with now. As you can see on the screen, huge ships are cutting through the path of marine mammals, but also mine while I was crossing. And unfortunately, they are going full speed and striking whales, dolphins, and sharks, making it one of the first lethal things that those animals face during their life. The noise of these boats deafens them so much that they can't even escape those boats. Plastic, of course, is everywhere. It was touching my skin, my hands, and unfortunately entering my body. On another note, I saw bottles in the middle of Mediterranean Sea. I saw plastic bags and all of those microplastics that you could see on different presentations today. And what I could see was only the surface of the problem, because the rest is below, invisible, and unfortunately permanent. So the Mediterranean holds 1% of the world's water, and on the contrary, 10% of all marine biodiversity depends on the quality of these waters. Only on one in four species found in the Mediterranean Sea only exists here and nowhere else on Earth. And yet we dump approximately 600,000 tons in the Mediterranean Sea every year, which makes 1,500 tons every day. It's a big garbage truck every 10 minutes. 7% is the global microplastic found in the Mediterranean Sea, which once again represent only 1% of the world's surface. And what we see is once again only the tip of the iceberg, as up to 90% of this plastic goes down to the seabed. Swimming 5 days and four nights leaves you mark on your body that will probably never fade. But trust me, it was worth it. My awareness campaign that I conducted with big NGOs reached about 230 million views on social media and more than 300 media outlets here in Switzerland, in France, and in the world, making it one of the most impactful sport-driven environmental campaign in the world. You've heard the evidence. Plastic affects human being everywhere across their entire life cycle. But my role today is pretty simple, is to make this data personal. It's in my body, it's probably in yours, and probably in every child born today and tomorrow. The evidence is no longer outside of us, it's truly within us. And the question is no longer whether to act, but whether we are brave enough to face that nonsense and protect not only human being, but also the entire biodiversity chain. This is the best encounter of the crossing. So, sport has something that policy alone cannot do. It makes people feel emotions that it's difficult to communicate. When I swam, people did not just heard about plastic, but they hold their breath with me while I was swimming those 5 days and four nights, day and night in the middle of the sea. They cried with me when I had to get out because I almost died 2 kilometers away from the shore. They shared the mission with their family, friends, and communities, but also, and most importantly, with the governments. This is the power we are talking about, and I truly think we are just scratching the surface doing so. And what I wanted to do with you today is to be together and do more. I truly believe sport can change the world. Not because athletes are louder than scientists, not at all. But because I think we speak a language that people can feel. And I use my swim to carry this science to those who never heard of it or choose to ignore it. And now we are trying to produce a very emotional documentary that will probably reach millions more. And sport, I truly believe that sports could be the megaphone that science needs. It cuts through the noise, it builds an emotional bridge between policy, people, and science. And that bridge is, I think, the bridge that this plastic treaty needs. So I come to you today with one invitation: join forces. Governments, WHO, NGOs, missions, foundations, philanthropists, startups even, I bring to the table an audience approaching 1 million people on social media, and I think you guys can bring a lot more. Policy, science, legitimacy for some, and alone, I truly think none of us are really enough. But together, we can put plastic and health in every classroom, in every screen, and hopefully in every parliament. So let's make it a priority. Swimming, here we are. Swimming 102 hours, 5 days and 4 nights in the sea taught me only one thing. You cannot give up when it hurts. You give up when you stop believing it matters. And if you are in this room, I hope you think it still matters. So this treaty matters, your voice matters, and even if it sounds painful, slow, and sometimes very difficult, I truly believe together we can use our common endurance and will to make this treaty a reality, now or never. Thank you.